Welcome back. This is CD number two, the recording of the book The Cave, and we're picking up at page 63, chapter 6, A Farewell Celebration. A few days later, as they had requested, the memorial service was to be a time that friends and family gathered to enjoy one another. As Grandmommy always said, there should be plenty of food, lots of laughter, and worship when the time comes to celebrate my passing over the bridge to the King's Land. The sheer number of people that this one couple had impacted over the years could not be counted. The individuals and the families either came for the celebration at the farm or contacted each other to express sadness upon hearing the news. Light-bearers from all over the land of Adama mourned the passing, yet they equally celebrated the going home of this couple. For literally hours, we shared stories, ate great food, and ended the day with a worship service like none of us had ever experienced. We were blessed to have Matthew's sisters, Sarah and Rebecca, serve as the primary worship leaders for this event. Grandmommy and Granddaddy somehow were here with us, or so it seemed. As day was coming to a peaceful end, while walking around the farm, Matthew, Kalen, and Carter came upon Jimmy. It was obvious that he was focused on something other than the celebration service. He did not notice as the three of us approached him. Jimmy was standing near the entrance to the cave. Yes, everyone knew the story about when Jimmy and Terry explored the cave. It had happened many years ago, and its memory was slowly erased by the passing of time. Jimmy had been drawn to this spot shortly after the celebration service began to wind down. Something, or someone, sought to get his attention. This powerful force had drawn him to the mouth of the cave. Carter broke his concentration when she asked, "What's going on, Jimmy?" The serious expression on Jimmy's face was met by Carter's questioning eyes. In unison, the three repeated the question, "What's going on, Jimmy?" After a long pause, Jimmy told how he had been led to this spot the moment he arrived at the farm a few days ago. He shared that he had been drawn here by an unfamiliar force. Jimmy said to them, "You remember when we would get the call to come to a gathering? We would get a deep nudging within us, indicating that it was the right time to go to the treehouse. This was similar, yet different. Of course, this caused me to be alarmed." As the four stood together, without warning, someone walked up from the direction of the cave. Although they did not recognize him, they all felt like they knew him. Without any introduction or explanation, this stranger began to speak. Sapatu spoke to them. "You may not know me, but you may have heard about me through the stories in the treehouse. My name is Sapatu. King Avi has an assignment for you. Each of you has been prepared throughout your entire lives for such a time as this." Sapatu, looking at Jimmy, continued, "Jimmy, I am sorry that Terry is no longer bearing the light Prince Shai gave him, or he would be here now." Turning towards Matthew, Sapatu added, "Matthew, King Avi selected you to take Terry's place." Finally, he looked at the girls. "Kalen and Carter, this will be a very challenging mission, but I know that you are ready." Sapatu, speaking to all four of us, said, "In this mountain, there is an evil that needs to be destroyed. You have been selected because of your relationship with the previous guardians of the cave, your grandparents. Also, King Avi has been preparing each of you for this task. You four Lightbearer warriors would not be alone in this battle. Zapata went on. While your grandparents lived on the farm, their presence kept the enemy contained. But your grandparents have gone from this place. The evil is no longer bound. It will soon seek to leave this mountain and freely roam over the land of Adama. You must stop this from happening. He continued, as I once was given the assignment to remove the Shadowman from the Forgotten Forest, you have to remove the rogue henchman from this mountain. Matthew, you have received a great deal of revelation from the king about them. He is pleased that you have not rejected his instructions over the years. Yes, rogue henchmen, as you have suspected, do not even obey Lord Reason. Still, Lord Reason will not look kindly upon you during this mission. Zapata concluded by saying, one last thing. Your protectors have been made aware of what lies ahead. Kalin, you know your protector, whose name is Guardian. Carter, Jimmy, and Matthew, before this is over, you will meet your protectors. Without their help, your mission will fail. Unfortunately, King Avi has not assigned me to go with you. After the others leave the farm, waste no time in your preparations. Standing motionless, Zapata looked into each of their Zapata looked into each of these four light-bearers' warriors' eyes and warned them, "Fan the flame of the light. Deep darkness awaits you." Zapata was gone. End of chapter 6.